Blog Talk Radio.
God is to you, Laura.
Hello?
Right. Welcome to the Goddess. Hello? Somebody there already?
Yes, we're live.
Okay. All right, we're live, we're live. Welcome to the Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio Show. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good. You good.
Okay. Well, today we have a special guest. I keep hearing people talking, so I don't know if somebody's in the background or I'm not sure.
No, no one's.
Is our special guest on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So whoever's in the background, you have to tell them that you're doing an interview. So, but again, my name is Goddess T, everybody. I am doing the show out of the beautiful Pasadena, California this evening. And we have a special guest by the name of Phoenix. So is Phoenix on the line?
Can you hear?
Is he there or not yet?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I'm
okay.
Here.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Definitely doing good.
I can barely hear you. I'm like, speak up.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me see. See if we can
okay.
Do something here.
I just want to make sure everybody can hear you.
Okay, definitely, definitely, definitely do. Can you hear me? Are you good? This sounds good?
I can hear you. I definitely can.
All right.
I sure can. So how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good this evening. Just basically trying to fill up my calendar, get some things going. I'll definitely be in the studio making new music come tomorrow, so I'm definitely happy about
nice.
That.
Nice, nice. Good for you. And I wanted to let all the callers that are calling in, can you guys please hold? I will get to you as soon as we are done with the interview. Now, you guys can follow us on Goddess Entertainment Radio on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook at fb.com/Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio. So you guys are more than welcome to follow me on Facebook. If you want to hit me up on my personal page, my original one is Max Out. You can hit me on my other page at Tanya Tatiana Marie. So just push. You could follow me on Tanya Marie or Tanya Tatiana Marie. You should be able to find me. So let's get to this interview, and then I'll talk more about myself. So and what I've got going on. So Phoenix, I wanted to know what made you choose that name. How did you come up with that?
What made me choose Phoenix?
Yes.
Well, what made me ended up choosing Phoenix was I love the background. I love the background of it. You know what? Basically, the meaning of it. You know.
Right.
It just basically shined. It basically said me. When I heard that, it was basically me. So the track that actually that I'm going to be coming out with is going to be called Armageddon. And basically, Armageddon, you know, basically represents the fight and the struggle of every day. Basically explains my everyday life. Every single day it's like
right.
a fight between good and evil to try to get something done. You know, and most people can relate to that. So that's just a message I wanted to get across. And Phoenix, you know, everybody has the idea of that, you know, they want to live forever. They want to be immortal. So
mm-hmm.
me, I want hip-hop. I want hip-hop to stay the same. I want hip-hop to remain immortal. I want hip-hop to continue to grow and not turn into what it has turned in today. So I want to continue that torch. And I'm basically Phoenix who's going to continue that movement and basically going to carry the torch that Tupac has lit, that Biggie lit, that Redman, Method Man lit, Bob Marley lit. Everybody lit these torches of
right.
a foundation. And I'm basically going to continue that.
I love that. I love that. I love that analogy. So how long have you been an artist?
I've been an artist all my life. I've been doing music for since I was little, but had to take a stroll down memory lane so I could get my funds together. As you know, we all have certain issues and funds when it comes to trying to support our music. Most artists,
right.
what most artists fail to do, and this is what will literally happen because I was a part of this situation. They will try to make money off of their music, you know, when everything, which is not a bad thing, But when you try to make that your main foundation, when you try to make it your main foundation, that's when it becomes a problem. So what I ended up doing was I ended up getting educated. I ended up basically having a foundation to where I can actually have money to support my music. So I ended up getting education, getting things in the background so that I can put that to the forefront of handling my music, you know. So that's basically what I'm doing.
Smart man. Well, I would definitely want to really quick bring up what I'm working on, and I would love to, you know, if you're ever in the L.A. or Pasadena area, I'm actually executive producer of a new talk show. So we are working on a talk show where we're going to be interviewing upcoming stars as well as legends in the industry. And that could be, you know, it could be music, it could be dance, it could be sports, it could be the, you know, entertainment industry, movies, music. You know, we're going to cover all of that. So if you are ever out, you know, definitely you want to hit me up. And I would love to have you as a guest on our show. I'll be co-hosting with Elijah Green. So I'm excited about that project. But back to you. We are actually going to play, and I'm going to be honest. The reason that I reached out to you is because I saw your music video. And it grabbed my attention. I was like, ooh. What's this? Let me check this out. I'm like, interesting. So I wish that I could show the video to everyone, but, you know, we'll wait till you come out to L.A. So that's something that we could definitely show clips of your, you know, projects or whatever you're working on. So we are actually going to play Oh Blue Sands. Tuned, everybody.
Got his tea. You're back live.
All right, we're back. We're back. So,
all right.
Can you tell me a little bit about your vision as far as, I mean, your videos are really interesting. So what makes you come up with all these concepts?
What I do is I try to think outside the box. I come from an era where you had you had to be a good storyteller. You know, you got the Slick Ricks, you got the Pox, you got the Eminems. You know, I was basically born with a good aura and a third eye. I guess you could say I was one of those born with that third eye vision.
Right.
So I use that in all my music. I use that in everything. Most of my music has like a storyline, a story behind it, or some kind of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I write music with a purpose. You know,
right.
So that's my purpose, to basically paint a story and give some concept and some, not only that, but give experience in my music. So that's definitely what you hear when I'm putting my thing down.
Well, I definitely think you are a very talented young man, and I can't wait to see what you do in the future. What are some of your long-term goals?
My long-term goal is to I guess it's a formula. Nowadays, I'm seeing a formula. And I got to go in a little detail with this because it kind of has a backstory. Everything nowadays, I'm seeing the formulas. People will come out with mixtapes. They'll come out with, you know, certain ways on making it and things like that. I'm trying to get heard and trying to get exposure. In my situation,
right.
I'm basically trying to bounce out as an independent artist and try to get my name heard and get everything going. Now, in the long run, if someone wants to come and sign me or sign me to a deal or whatnot, I'm open to that as well. But I miss the days when you actually heard talent. And I hate that the music industry is going that way. It's almost like as long as you got fans and as long as you got a banging social media, you can make it. And I look at that as
yeah.
I look at that
like,
as
like, where's all the real old school? Like, I just want people to bring back the real hip hop, you know?
Yeah, and it's not even, and it, to me, it's not even about old school, because old school to me is not old school. It's just music, you know. It's music at the end of the day.
Right.
It's music, and everything comes from a form of expression. But the thing I look at when it comes to expression, it's like nowadays they are taking the paintbrush away from the artist and giving it to those who are not talented at all, and that is what social media is actually doing at this point. It's allowing those who have no talent to have a platform, and that platform starts mixing into our culture, which is hip-hop. Hip-hop is culture. Rap is universal. Mr. Rogers can rap. Anybody can rap. And the lady from the Magic School Bus can rap. Anybody can rap, but hip-hop is more founded. It has more of a culture. So people forget that. And that's why we got these people disrespecting Big, disrespecting Tupac, disrespecting the legends and the icons. And, I'm not going to stand for that. I'm not going to stand for that and allow that to happen. You know what I mean? So
I know that's right. And I'm not allowing that to happen on my show either. And that's why we're going to be interviewing celebrities as well as legends, because I feel like those iconic people, that's where it all kind of started from. You know what I mean? And these younger artists need to be looking up to, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, what have you. So it just feels like people just want to just drop, oh, you know, give me that beat. And then, nah, you're not even hot. It takes real talent. It takes real talent. Like, I get a lot of submissions, you know, and I don't play everything. I'm going to be honest. I don't play everything that gets submitted because I'm sorry, but if it's garbage, I'm not playing it. You know, or if it's profanity every other second, I'm also not going to play it. A little bit of it here and there, I'm okay with it, you know, because we're all adults. But at the end of the day, if all you're doing is cussing on your record, what are you trying to say, you know?
Right, right. And I look at it like this. Like, I'm going to tell you my style, my style of rap is like everybody's favorite artist rapped in one. My top four is definitely have to be Bob Marley. It'd be Scarface. It'd be DMX and Tupac. You know, and I can't forget about Big. That would definitely be number five. Like all of those Eminem's, Dr. Dre's, the 50s, everybody wrapped into one artist with my own little twist on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I look at their music and I listen to their music, and there's a difference between when someone talks and presents themselves, you can tell if they're real or not by the way they walk, by the way they move, by the way they, you know, by the way they carry themselves. You can tell real.
Absolutely.
That's where you get the term real, recognized real. You know what I mean? So, definitely.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're actually going to play track 4. That's another one that I like. So everybody stay tuned.
The data from this paper keeps my thoughts alive. Line after line, I rhyme to whatever crosses my mind. So many times I fail, but found a way to prevail. Can't see me in the jail cell, waiting to rot. Cause if push comes to shove, I'ma pop shots until my heart stops. So many crooked cops want me laying in the box. Can't trust my own kind, too much black on black crime. Got me pumping a 9 in my waistline. So many thoughts rushing through my head, telling me I need to take a lesson from the dead. But instead, my motivation keeps me chasing. I got what it takes to make it, there's no need to be hating. I'm just patiently waiting, starting to get real impatient. So many no's that I'm taking, searching for my destination. Attention to A&Rs, attention to rap stars, attention to any nigga writing 16 bars.
God is key, you're back live.
All right. I'm liking it.
All right. Definitely. that was actually, huh?
What was the name of that track?
Natural High. It's called Natural High.
Natural High. All right. I like it.
Yeah,
your music all day.
Yeah, and the thing about that music is that's the music I consider to be kind of something I've written a long time ago, in a sense. The new stuff that I have is way more powerful. It has, there are actual beats that I'm actually creating. The problem that I started running into and that was holding me up a lot was running into people who were greedy, who were trying to use music as an outlet, and people who didn't even care about the artistry. You will find running into people that have $500 beats. And I was like, dude, $500 beats? I can literally buy my own computer, buy my own equipment, and speaker for $500, you know, and make my own beats.
you ain't got some truth.
So that's basically what I ended up doing.
Wow. Yeah, they better go somewhere with that. Get out of here.
Yeah, and I'm like, so when people do that, it automatically tells me that they don't care about music. They don't care about the craft. Because if I had a studio and I was an engineer, I would tell people, I would say, look, if I like your music, you can come in here, and I'm gonna help do whatever it is that I can do to push your music because you actually make music. And that's what people used to do from when I was coming up. You know, if they liked your music, they used to come in here and record. Yeah. So,
now everybody wants money.
Yeah, because they're using that. They're using that as their main hustle. They're using that as their main hustle. My hustle is basically the corporate world. And I want there's something I want to share with you, but I want to share it with you on your show because I'm not actually interested in that. But I can tell you something that I would like to basically what I would say on your show if I was on there. There is a way to get into the music industry, and I use not only the back door but an actual window. And because a lot of people try to get through the front door, and most people don't make it. But I use the method and the formula of what Ludacris did. Ludacris, you know, he was on the radio. He was doing his thing and pushing his music at that point. And I'm going to do something similar but do it in a different way, which gives me a back door. And I definitely want to share that secret with you of what I plan on doing if the front door is not available.
Okay. Call us, please hold. So tell me, what inspired you to get into music in the first place?
What inspired me? The same thing that inspires any blues musician. It's a form of expression. I ended up listening to DMX a lot when I was that was one of my main favorite artists right there as I was coming up. And I loved the way he was basically presenting himself from the rough, rugged, and raw style to basically explaining that he was slipping and falling. Basically, to every platform, I loved all the angles he hit. He was raspy, rugged, and raw, and he let people know the real, you know, basically what was really going on in the world. And I love people like that that explain that and get that message across. They changed my life. They actually allowed me to see things that I wasn't fully aware of or how to deal with. It basically allowed me to deal with those things a lot better. Like, for instance, when it came to people who were basically shunning me down and basically treating me like crap, I was looking at them like, okay, I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm going to basically
right.
go upside your head and stand up for myself and stand up for what I believe in. And that comes from the Muhammad Ali's, watching them, Malcolm X's. And, you know, to me, they all have something in common. They all have something in common, from the DMX, Martin Luther King, Tupac, Muhammad Ali, Bob Marley. They all have something in common to me. You know, they all share the same final destination, you know.
Right.
And that is what I love about all of those characters, all of those individuals.
Absolutely. Well, we are, if you don't mind, we're going to take a caller. They may have something to ask you or me, or they may want to promote themselves. So if you're okay with speaking to one of our callers that calls into the show, I'd like you to stick around.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be
okay,
great.
Okay, we'll take our first caller.
413-727.
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules calling from Western Massachusetts.
Hey, Ann. Hey, girl. What's going on?
I'm good. How are you, Goddess T?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen to that. Me too. Shout out to your callers and listeners out there. Shout out to Blackout Radio and Goddess T Entertainment Radio. And to your guest. I've been listening to these tracks. Wow. I'm loving them.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad.
I really dig it. I mean, the beats, the bars, the music behind it. I love the soulful melodies. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And that's all I'm looking to do at the end of the day, is just to inspire people to do what they want to do best, and basically to push out something unique that will catch someone's attention.
Yeah, you definitely caught my attention, and it's definitely unique. I love it.
Absolutely, yep. I agree. Do you have
and
any
I agree with Goddess T. Yes,
promote?
I do. I'm well, my family knows, but I'm just meeting you right now. And I'm a singer-songwriter on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. I mean, just the fact that I can say that is just an amazing. I'm so grateful, and it just makes me so happy to pop that disc into the whip, and you know, in my car, and just pop it. And I love what I do. I do what I love. I also am on a CD with the Crip Hop Nation, representing for the disabled, the blind, the deaf, the poor, the elderly, and using my talents to help them shine, along with other really talented people like Wonder Mike of Sugar Hill Gang and Run DMC, Daryl McDaniels. So I'm really grateful, and I'm like, pinch me, this is really happening. And I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm inspired by your music and your pathway and your story. And from what I gather, you are a pathway yourself. So can you share, I like to ask artists, if you can share a moment with us where you felt like you're on, not that you're better than anybody else, but like you just like pinch me, this is really happening. I mean, I've talked to GZA backstage in Northampton and handed him my mixtape, and I was just like, pinch me, this is happening, you know. Can you share any moments with us that might inspire, besides being on this, in this moment now and being able to be on the radio and everything and make people happy? I mean, that's a given.
Well, one thing that I can say is that when it comes to seeing everything come together, whether it be something small, whether it be something big, I look at it as a stepping stone. I look at every single thing like that, and that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated. Whether it comes to doing shows, doing something local, doing something big, I was actually a part of the Southern Entertainment Awards. I was actually a winner of that, and I actually performed there and did that, and that was one of the moments, like, is this really happening? You know, I've had a few thrown in front of me. I mean, when I was literally on stage, you had the jitters, you had everything, but as soon as that music started, it was like all that went away. So, and that's when I was like, okay, this is really happening. When I started pushing music and started seeing people react to my music, that was another one that was telling me that this is really happening. So every step that you take towards success is that same feeling of this is really happening, you know? So that's what I look at.
For sure. Most definitely.
Great answer.
I had an artist want to buy my art, and it was just like, it was just my track on another collaboration, and it wasn't even, the song wasn't even done, and she's like, can I buy that from you? Because I want to write, I want to make my own art. You know, and that, I remember being on cloud nine all day long, even if I sold it to her for just $5. You know, it's like that in itself to me, and like being able to help others, it just makes my heart, you know, sing. But I thank you so much for taking the time to share that moment with me and the callers and the listeners and inspiring us all.
Well, thank you for calling. Definitely. I appreciate it. It's always nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much, you guys. You can find me on Facebook underneath Ann Jewels, AnnJewelz. I'm on Instagram, Ann Jewels Official, and I'm on Twitter underneath Ann Jewels. Thanks, you guys. Peace. One love.
All right.
Have a great night.
Good evening.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in.
All right. So before we take another caller, I wanted to ask you, do you see yourself working with any celebrities in the near future or in the future?
Yes, absolutely. There is something that I have coming out, and it's called Drama. The song is called Drama. I'm going to create a video for it and get it going. It is very dramatic. It is a complete story. It's almost like that. You remember that exhibit, what you see is what you get now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember the video. But the video, he's walking the street, everything was just going crazy behind him. It was just, so basically it's chaos. So it's like that, but on steroids, so in a sense.
Oh,
so,
wow.
that song is going to put me at the forefront. It's what's going to basically set everything off for me and basically pave the way. And this track is, and I can't wait till you hear that track, and that's what I'm going in the studio tomorrow to record.
Okay. Well, you already know you can send anything my way, and I'll definitely play it. We're actually going to. Is it a lot on my mind? Is that track one?
A Lot on My Mind. Yes, I'll do. Yes, that is track one. Yes.
Okay.
A Lot on My Mind.
We're gonna play that.
Gotcha.
Stay tuned.
I don't mind if you take back just the same thing. I don't mind if you take back just the same thing. I don't mind. got a lot on my mind. Feels like I'm running out of time and ain't got nowhere to go. I'm just close, I'm turning ghosts. All it takes is a bro from the trigger. You'll see my brains out on the floor. If you ask why I talk about death so much, it's cause I'm cursing and got shit to live for. But my look up and my dreams, which seems to be haunting me. I take a look at my reality and find out that I'm living in insanity. Is it my fault? I really just don't know. All I know is that I'm ready to go. Tired of walking through the wrong damn door. I wouldn't go into detail, but it really wouldn't matter. If you get too close, you see a buckshot shower. This is the end of my thug vendetta. The end of the game, because it's motherfucking cheddar. To see if I can try to make my life a little better. There's like two of me, like I got two personalities. And I will never be put together again. I feel like I was put on this earth to never win. But to commit sin after sin, as a God to clear the pain that was deep within. Can't wait till the day that I can breathe again. But till then, you know I'ma keep thugging, thugging, thugging.
All right, we back. So
we back, we back.
Back like Jack. All right, so what projects are you currently working on besides the new video?
The projects that I'm working on basically consist of that. I have one main focus when I'm doing something. I don't really like to be, you know, on too many things. I do shows. I do performances. I do things like that. But right now, my main project is getting basically the tools that I need to shove out to other people, which is I got the beats already. Now I'm going to the studio, which will be tomorrow, to lace the track. And then the video, I mean, that's what I'm doing. After that, it's going to be a repeat. It's going to be a continuous repeat, a continuous pushing out music.
All right. Well, before we take another caller, I'd like you to give everybody your social media links or how can we find you?
Absolutely. Twitter and Instagram are exactly the same. Twitter and Instagram. It is @_IAmPhoenix. And Phoenix with F-E-N-I-X, spelled F-E-N-I-X. It is, again, Twitter and Instagram is @_IAmPhoenix. And you can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It is at Phoenix the Rapper. So you can type in Phoenix the Rapper and go to pages. You'll find me. It's a flaming bird head is what you'll find there. But let's see. I'm also on YouTube. And, all these social medias, I'm basically on them. If you type in I Am Phoenix, you'll be able to find me on YouTube as well. So
okay.
Definitely subscribe, friend me, like me. Connect, let's collab, let's do something. We can get it going.
I just followed you.
Cool.
Instagram. So I'll follow you on my Goddess Entertainment Radio Instagram as well. All right, well, it's time for another caller. So who is up?
910709.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is Big Bugatti from Fayetteville, North Carolina. What's up, fam?
Fayetteville in the house.
What's going on?
Doing what's up. Like I said, I was talking to the guy. I'm talking to the guy who was, your host person tonight. Is this Sir Zon?
Did you say that again?
Mr. Sir Zon?
No.
Or Mr. Sir Zon.
All right. I'm talking to him. Like I was saying, I'm a burner victim, bro. And I write music and, I do little raps and stuff like that, you know. And when I was in a coma and I was, you know, I was a life support and everything like that. And like I had an awakening, you know, a spiritual awakening. And when I woke up, it was like my I could write music more better, you know. I was more gifted at what I was doing as far as my music writing,
okay,
and everything like that, my lyrical and my lyrics. I could write more better, you know, than I could before, you know, than after the accident and everything.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a blessing.
And, yeah, I was kind of digging the music you was playing, though, man. So that was pretty cool, bro, you know.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it sounds like the reason you started writing better and things like that, it sounds like you awakened that third eye, you know what I'm saying, to where you can actually see things from a different angle, you know. You can start seeing things
yep.
in 3D to where you can basically, you don't have to go around the Mulberry Bush to see it because you already know what's there, you know. So
yeah,
definitely awaken that third eye, man. You know, sometimes it takes us going through trials and tribulations and heartaches in order to wake up and see what's in store for us. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
definitely. Man. So I mean, what have you been doing lately with your music? I mean, like, you know, what are your goals?
You know, I got all my stuff on my Facebook. I write some music on Facebook. On my lyrics on Facebook, and I got about 500 or 600 songs, bro. You know,
dang,
ain't counting. Yeah, I write them, man. I'll be writing them, like 30 bars at a time. You know, some 20 bars. You know, I go
wow.
when I write them, I go. You know, and
right.
I'll sometimes sing them on Facebook. You know, and everything. But yeah, I mean, check them out. They're on Facebook at yahoo.com, you know, on my Facebook, Jimmy Cook store, California. And also, I have a song, Life is Pain. It's called Life is Pain, and it's on my Facebook. It's me and my friend Crazy Loke, and you'll like it. Yeah, I was just wanting to let you guys know that, you know.
Okay, well, I need you to repeat your social media link one more time.
My social media link, okay, is Jimmy Cooper, JIMMYCOOPER, KAHOS, at 1313@yahoo.com, and it's on Facebook, Sonora,
gotcha.
California, but I was from
cool.
Fayetteville, Carolina, and also I got another page, it's called Big Bugatti, but yeah, you'll like my page, bro, and, you know, check it out, man, and what's your name again?
It's Phoenix, you can check me out at the, you basically type in Phoenix the Rapper on
yeah,
Facebook,
Phoenix.
And you'll find, yeah. Yeah, Phoenix the Rapper, go to pages. Definitely, man. Thanks.
All right. I'll see you guys later. I'll talk to y'all later. All right.
Thank you for
bye.
Calling.
All right.
All right. I think time for one more call, a couple more callers.
415-568. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is OMF show. Just calling in, just listening to y'all's show. I'm feeling that music you're playing. I'm really feeling y'all music, that music, man. I'm just happy for you, brother. You're out here playing something different, bringing something new
exactly.
to the table. You know what I'm saying? Not the same old stuff, something new to the table, and that's what it's all about. Evolving hip hop. That's what it's all about, man. I thank God for you out there that's doing that. I thank God for Blackout Radio. I thank God for Raw Crust Pizza Radio, Blackout Radio, and LeVar Hayes and Deadly Centaur. I'm going to be on the Deadly Centaur out here in Vegas on June 30th. Out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm performing with them on the Deadly Centaur. I'm going to be doing some stuff locally here in San Francisco, Oakland, California, on the Get Money, Stop Hating tour with Jess Jones. And we're going to be doing it, kicking it on Juneteenth festival out here on June 18th. I'm doing some stuff with him on one of his shows out there in Atlanta, Georgia, at the BET Hip Hop Awards on September 14th, and also the A3C Festival out there, the big hip hop industry thing. They're gonna be out. I'm gonna be out there in Atlanta on October 4th doing a show with him, and also I'm working on this TV show that I'm here locally on the local television show out here in San Francisco. And I'm gonna be it's gonna be called What Happened to Hip Hop, and it's just gonna be a basic call-in show. I'm just people's just dialogue on what you think hip hop is and what it's supposed to sound like and what it is and what the future looks like. And just basically what happened to the art form to me. And I'm just going to have some dialogue and everybody has a chance to call in. So that's what I'm basically working on. But I'm also just out here. I'm on Facebook on the OMF Posse and on SoundCloud on Reverb Nation. I'm just basically bringing back hip hop, man. Just the art form, just let people know the art form is not dead. You know what I'm saying? So I love hip hop, man. I'm not no hater, nothing. I just love hip hop, man.
I want to address something about that too, man. And basically, the art form hasn't gone anywhere. There are still real MCs. The thing is, they're shining the spotlight on the Luke. And I ain't got nothing wrong with Luke. I like his music. I've always been a fan of Luke, you know what I'm saying, because the music was crunk, the music was that. But the problem is, man, we have always had, have and have not in music. You know, the have not make the make the haves look better, and the not, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. So the problem is that there's no balance. There's no balance at all in our music. Our music used to have balance, and now it doesn't. So that's why it sounds the way it does now.
You said it right. You hit it right on the nose, brother. And the sad thing about it is my thing is not, I'm not hating. That's not my thing at all. Don't get me confused. I'm not hating on the brother for making some money, man. But I'm just disgusted,
I get what you're saying.
And
I'm
just
disgusted as well.
They just bent over.
I can't even understand what they're saying.
They just bent over, man. I'm just sorry. I ain't feeling it, man. You know what I'm saying? You had to have flow. You had to have rap skills, man. The basic thing of hip hop, man. You cannot exclude that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just disgusted. And people's out here just promoting this nonsense. And this
you can't even understand here. What they're saying. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? I can't even understand.
I'm trying to figure out what that is. You know what I'm saying, you just got to get on stage and say, "Woo, what's up?" I'm saying it's just disgusting, man. The art form is, they ruined the art form, brother. I'm sorry. They ruined the art form, brother.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to wear a clown now, and you guys got to put on looking like Kenny and Bobby now on TV. You know what I'm saying? It's just
pretty
nonsense,
much.
You know what I'm saying? And we ain't living, and we promoting this fantasy that black people ain't living. That's my problem, too. If we ain't drinking no bubbly and throwing $100 on stage, that's a bunch of nonsense. Not everybody will. You know what I'm saying? That's a bunch of nonsense. Black folks ain't living like that. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to tell me that. Don't promote no nonsense. Post some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's what hip-hop was about. Stop lying.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's pop music. That's Michael Jackson. That's Prince. That's Usher. That is not hip hop. Stop lying. And these OGs are selling our music out. I ain't talking about the youngsters. I'm talking about OGs sold out our music, man, wearing a wig and a dress now and having a clown suit on now. They sold out of art form, man. That's the time it is. It's not the youngsters. Youngsters don't know no better because they wouldn't. Look who they role model. Look who that role model.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? How the youngsters going to know if they don't? Man, but anyway,
I already know, man.
But you know, that's a whole other show.
I just thank God for the music. I thank God for the Rock Out Radio. I thank God for just keeping hip hop alive and just let us all just have something to say. That's basically, man. Just have something to say, bring and build, not destroy. and not disrespectful. You're disrespectful, number one. That's number two. You're disrespectful. You understand?
I know that's right.
And I'm saying y'all need to clean up y'all act, really. Y'all disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And go back to school and learn how to read and write. And,
I know that's right.
Because everybody not going to be Jay-Z. Everybody not going to be Snoop Dogg. So go back and learn how to read.
Pretty
and
much.
Write. And learn how to count. Be a role model to community. And stop feeding our people nonsense. Because we're not living. Oh, black right. people still not equal in America 400 years later. What you talking about? Ain't nothing that Breach. Changed. I'm saying that's what time. That's hip-hop. The message, not Rapper's Delight to the hip, to the hop. No, it was the message. Broken glass everywhere. Oh, tell them what time
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
All
right.
I
know that's
got,
right.
I
well, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm on that from San Francisco. Like I said, I'm going to be on this Deadly Sin tour. I'm going to be out here in Vegas. Come support us out there. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for Blackout Radio. Thank y'all. Love y'all, man. Keep hip-hop alive, man.
All right.
And good luck, my brother.
Definitely. Bro. Thank
all right.
You.
We got more callers,
care,
but thank you for calling.
Peace. Oh, man, from out.
Peace.
All right. We got another caller. We have callers still waiting. So let's try to get them through.
Cool.
646-673.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Sean Felder, S6 Energy Drinks. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing
good.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. A lot going on, man. Let's give a big, quick shout-out to Ice Cube, a real MC. He was a Hollywood Walk of Fame. He finally got his Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Well-deserved, about time. Shout-out to Ice Cube, who's a legendary MC. Grew up listening to him back in the days, America's Most Wanted. His first ever solo album. If y'all don't know about that album, y'all know about the history of Ice Cube. Go get that first album, America's Most Wanted, NWA. Ice Cube is an entrepreneur. First ever movie, Boys in the Hood. It took off his Hollywood career. Shout out to Ice Cube, for real. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Ice Cube.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm gonna get Ice Cube on my show. Watch.
Oh, yeah. You got to get Ice Cube on, man. He's just a legendary guy. Yo, he did a narrative of the Lakers Celtics tonight on ESPN. Shout out to Ice Cube, too. He was a big Laker fan like me. That was good history. If you want to know your basketball, the Lakers Celtics on ESPN. Great rivalry of the Magic Bird era. You know what I mean? That was true. That was
yeah,
true
right.
history of the basketball. Real basketball back then. You know what I'm saying?
Defense to get offense. Defense
right.
to get offense. Yes.
All right, but
exactly
yeah, but okay, but I'm going to shout out S6 Energy. Shout out to Eddie Powell. I know he's nominated. Hope you win, Eddie. I voted for you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Eddie Powell.
I hope he wins.
And shout out to The Matrix Studios. I was on a show Sunday called Poker Face Radio talking about entrepreneurship. S6 Energy Drink, check that out. Poker Face Radio. Sean Felder was on guest with S6 Energy Drink. And also want to shout out D.D. Walker. I'm nominated for an award. June 29th at the Image Awards in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm a sponsor. Shout out BD Walker Live. You can catch her on social media. You know what I mean? She's also modeling S6 Energy Drinks. So shout out DD Walker Live. And also shout out to my fans on social media. You can catch me on Instagram, Felder Sean. YouTube, Sean Felder, S6 Promotions. Twitter, Sean Felder. Facebook, Sean Felder. And also, we're going to be doing a hot S6 photo shoot next month in Atlanta with the lovely Quad Live of Kinky Combo After Dark. Look out for the pitch. It's going to be crazy.
All right. Well, look out
all
for
right.
that. For calling.
Yeah, man. She's cute, too. 6 foot of chocolate female, man. She used to host the show Kiki Combo After Dark at the Blue Flame Strip Club in Atlanta. We're going to do a hot photo shoot of S6 Energy Drink. And also, I might be a vendor for Deborah Coco Harbor Lights Yacht Party June 28th. Look out for those pictures. Shout out Deborah Coco. Just give you the Mike TV. I was on her interview late last year in January. Check out that interview on YouTube. Just give me the mic. Interview Sean Felder, the distributor. She's doing big things. Shout out to Deborah Coco.
All right. We got more callers on the line, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, shout out Ice Cube, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yay, yay!
All right. Definitely an Ice Cube fan there. Well, Phoenix, I wanted to we're getting ready to close out the show in a few minutes, and I, you know, before we take another few callers, I really appreciate your insight, you know, within the music industry, and I'm loving your music. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you in person. But with that all said, we will see if we can take two more callers. So who's next?
313-938.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Ross from Detroit. How's it going tonight?
Detroit in the house.
It's going well. Hey.
You already know. What's happening?
No fly zone.
Oh, you already know. don't come around here with that BS, not trying to get back to the city.
I don't come around here.
If you show up, you better show out, man. Man, nothing much. I was just calling in to promo my label, Last Act Defiance Entertainment. We got an EP out right now. My artist, B Nutty, he has his EP out entitled W3IG, which stands for Working With What I Got. And that's available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, YouTube, wherever you can find it. You know, you got a couple videos out for it. One, Keep It Real, and the other one, All We Know, which is the single that we're really on the back half promoting right now. And if you look at the last, actually, B Nutty's artist page on Facebook, you can vote for what video we're going to shoot next. We got two options, a party joint called DUI, and then we have another song. It's an R&B, hip-hop R&B collabo with our female singer, Mimi Linnell. That's called Leave It Up To Me, you know. So there's a couple of projects out, and I just wanted to put a little promo time in for my artist, see how you're doing this thing. So.
Okay. Did you have any questions for our special guest?
I actually just got on the line. I'm not even sure.
Oh, okay.
About anything about it, yeah. But you know, I just fresh off of work, so I just had to call him when I got a chance. But what should I know about the artist? Who is your artist and where can I follow?
Yeah, it's Phoenix. I go by the name of Phoenix. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now, trying to hold it down for hip hop, man. Trying to basically bring the music back. You know what I'm saying? To what it is. Trying to shine a spotlight on real hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. You can check me out at on Facebook at Phoenix the Rapper. You type in Phoenix the Rapper, go to pages, and I'm right there.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I got one of my other artists down in Atlanta, Country Cool. He out there doing his thing down there too. So next time I come down here, man, I'll try to link up with you, see if we can get some work in. But I'm definitely checking out.
That's the best way, man. We definitely link up.
For sure, man. Well, I ain't gonna hold your time. I know you got other callers on the line. I appreciate your time, and you know
y'all
have a good one.
Well, I appreciate you calling in to the Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio. We'll take one more caller. You have a good night.
You too.
504-858.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
All right, this is Artistic Domino making these beats from scratch like Death Cares all the way from Louisiana to California, to California, back to Louisiana. You heard me? Shout out to Black Terry and everybody doing their thing. I got a little two album coming pretty soon. I'm going to try to put it out in the middle of the month. I've been holding it back because I've been taking care of my son. For 2 weeks, only 2 months. I was telling everybody I was gonna put it up, but you know, things happen.
Right.
We got Lil Two, the Real White album coming out this year, sometime this year, and we got the single with Tasha and Narcissus and TJ and Lil Two called. That thing is called called Brighter Day. Y'all can check it out at SoundCloud, Black Blob Entertainment. It's Black Blob Entertainment. It's BLACKBLOBB Entertainment. Everything is on there. You can get my Facebook on it. Purchase the old first comp I had put out last year. in August. At the second compilation coming out this year, I'm trying to push that out to second West Coast
okay.
and down south. And
well, we're getting ready to wrap up our show. Did you
okay.
want to drop any other links?
Y'all could hit my Instagram, Artistic Domino.
Okay.
They could DM me for beats there and also email me at artd653@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that compilation is everywhere. Everybody can purchase that there.
Well, all artists can submit music to goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. So if you want to send me something, I will take a listen to it. Again, that's goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com.
All right.
Okay. And you guys can follow me on Instagram, and I'll follow you back. Goddess Entertainment Radio. So we're getting ready to close out the show, but I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Shout out to Black Tear. Shout out to the Goddess. Radio, Blackout Radio, Black Vibe Entertainment, No Limit. I can't count them out. Shout out to everybody doing their thing out there.
That's right. Shout out to Blackout Radio.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but I appreciate you guys tuning into the show. I'm on every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys can find me on Facebook, Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio. You can follow me on Instagram, of course, at Goddess Entertainment Radio, and I'll follow you guys back. Thank you for tuning into the show, and I want to also thank our special guest, Phoenix. Definitely want to look out for this guy, okay? And I appreciate you taking the time out of your evening to be on the show.
Definitely, anytime. And I really, I'm going to take you up on that offer of, you know, meeting up with you. Since I'm a serious artist, I literally will travel and will go just for meetups and things like that because I take things really
okay.
seriously, and I know you take, you know, everything you do very seriously. So if, you know, wanted to meet up or anything like that, that'd be a plus
That's
in my
right.
book.
Okay, well, hey, welcome to L.A. So you
Definitely.
Let me know when you want to come be on the show. We'll be live. So, again, you guys, I want to shout out to Blackout Radio. Thank you, Phoenix, for being on the show. And we will catch you guys next time.
All
Everybody
right.
have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.